Benedict travels to France this Friday and will spend a day in Paris before proceeding to Lourdes, where he will take part in events marking the 150th anniversary of the Marian apparitions there. He returns to Rome next Monday afternoon. The small town of Lourdes in southwest France, where Our Lady appeared to Bernadette Soubirous in 1858, is the world's most famous Marian shrine and is visited by some 6 million pilgrims every year. Bishop Declan Lang of the English Diocese of Clifton has visited Lourdes about 20 times and has just returned from a week-long pilgrimage there. He told me why he finds Lourdes so special.
This year in Lourdes, it's a special year, a jubilee year, with the apparition of Our Lady to St. Bernadette 150 years ago. So there's a great feeling of expectation and joyfulness and hope in the town of Lourdes. And being the jubilee year, there are far more pilgrims than usual, even though I think they estimate in Lourdes on a normal year they get about 6 million pilgrims. This year they're going to get even more.
And in terms of popularity of shrines worldwide, where is it in the stakes?
I think it's one of probably the most popular shrines to Our Lady. Certainly it's a very attractive place of pilgrimage to most European countries and now also to people from outside of Europe as well. So you get a tremendous sense of belonging to an international church, a universal church, and you hear all different languages throughout the word being spoken.
Can you describe, for those of our listeners who've never been to the shrine, what's the actual shrine like itself? What's the atmosphere like when you go there?
One of the amazing things about the shrine in Lourdes is the large number of people who are at the grotto where Our Lady appeared to Bernadette, and yet at the same time, there is a silence about the place. There's a tremendous busyness about the town outside of what they call the domain. But in the domain itself, people have a sense of reverence. And as they go to the grotto, which is obviously the main area of pilgrimage in Lourdes, it is a cave where Our Lady appeared to Bernadette. And within the cave, there is now an altar where Mass is often celebrated throughout the day. There's also within the grotto the stream of water that Bernadette was asked to discover. And that stream of water is still flowing, which I think symbolises really also the waters of eternal life.
How many times have you been to Lourdes? And what makes it so special in your view and indeed in those of other people who've been there as well?
I've probably been to Lourdes about 20 times now. I originally went at Easter with a children's pilgrimage. But in the past years, I've been going with the diocesan pilgrimage from my own diocese. And we also join other dioceses from Portsmouth, from Southwark, from East Anglia, Northampton, and also Stonyhurst College. And I think it's a popular place for pilgrimage because I think it's a place where people, they often come quite feeling burdened in life. And it's a place that seems to give people hope and refreshes them. To keep going, and they've sort of become alive. And I think one of the other amazing things about Lourdes is the tremendous sensitivity people have towards one another and the tremendous care that is shown by people towards one another, especially towards those who are sick and ill. And they are made to feel important, and they are made to feel as if they really do count, and they have, I think, their dignity often restored to them.
What percentage of the pilgrims that flock to the shrine each year would you say are sick? Are they a sizable minority?
They are a sizable minority. I suppose everyone who goes to Lourdes in one way or another is looking for healing of one sort or another. But those who are physically sick, they would be a sizable minority. And that sickness as well, of course, isn't just physical sickness. Sometimes it's sickness of the mind, people often suffering from depression. So all sorts of people come to Lourdes. We're all looking for a healing, an inner healing, I would say, which they receive in Lourdes.
And what kind of feedback were you getting there from people in Lourdes to the Pope's upcoming visit to the shrine? Is there a visible mood of excitement?
There is a mood of excitement in Lourdes. with the anticipated visit of the Holy Father. And people are talking about it, and people are looking forward to it. And in a practical way as well, they are sort of building altars, and they're moving the furniture of Lourdes around a bit to enable there to be large gatherings with the Holy Father. And people are talking about it, or about where the Holy Father is staying. And in fact, I was talking to somebody as I was leaving Lourdes, whose daughter actually is going to be, who lives next door to the place where the Holy Father is staying. So they have a great anticipation and looking forward. And I had lunch with the Bishop of Tarbes and Lourdes, and he obviously also is looking forward to the Pope's coming.
What message do you think the people at Lourdes want to hear from the Pope when he's there?
I think the message that people want to hear from the Holy Father is in many ways the message that he's given in his encyclical letters on love and on hope. And I think it's that confidence that we can have in God and the love that God has for us all, and that in that love we discover that God has for us, we find a newness of our lives and a hope in our life.
As you said earlier, you've been to Lourdes many, many times. Have you got any particularly memorable anecdotes, be they poignant, uplifting, inspirational, that you can share with us about experiences at Lourdes that you've gleaned from pilgrims who went there?
One of the memorable things about Lourdes for me is always the International Mass and, as I say, the celebration of the Universal Church. But at the other end, you hear stories from pilgrims, their own individual stories. I was talking to somebody this year who had been away from the church for 48 years. And for some reason, he wasn't quite sure why, he was attracted to go to Lourdes in this Jubilee year, which he had heard from somebody else, and was coming back to the life of the church. And he actually, in the few days that we were in Lourdes, well, you could see that he was becoming a changed person. He was very nervous and hesitant when he arrived, and when he left Lourdes, he was a very joyful person, and obviously it had been a good place for him to be. There are other people who have been burdened with illness, and they too come away sort of feeling new people. There was an occasion as well where somebody went to Lourdes wanting to die. This was a few years ago, and that's what happened to her. She had her last few days of her life in Lourdes, and she's now buried in Lourdes. And her friends who brought her to Lourdes, they return every year. And as part of their pilgrimage, personal pilgrimage, they go up to the cemetery in Lourdes to say hello to her and to renew those friendships.
Steve Young is a 41-year-old Catholic working in the aerospace industry who lives in the city of Bristol, where the Clifton Diocese is situated. Steve has been to Lourdes no fewer than 25 times, and in a surprising admission told me that before he went there for the first time, he hated all that Lourdes represented. So why was he so anti-Lourdes? And how come he changed his mind? Well, let's find out more.
My mother was a worker with HCPT, the Pilgrimage Trust. She also worked permanent nights, and I didn't get to see my mother very much during my youth when I was growing up, because she'd either be in bed or at work. And then the times when I had holiday at Easter, she would up and off she would go to Lourdes, and she'd be really excited about going. And I used to think, you're excited because you're leaving me. And then when she came back from Lourdes, she'd be all down and missing Lourdes and missing the children that she'd been away with HCPT. And it got to the stage where I actually hated everything that Lourdes stood for. It wasn't until I went to Lourdes that I realised why my mum was happy to be going and sad to be coming home.
So what convinced you in the end to actually go to Lourdes if you had such negative feelings about this place? What made you change your mind?
I got to the stage where I was working. I was doing an apprenticeship in engineering, so I was earning money, and I could afford to go to Lourdes. And I basically said to my mother, I'm going to prove to you that you can go to Lourdes once. You don't need to go back. You don't need to be sad about coming back. Lourdes doesn't have a hold on people. So I went for that 1 year. 25 visits later to Lourdes, I'm still going back.
So describe for me when you went that first time. How long did it take you to realise that Lourdes was something special? I mean, and when can you remember that moment when it happened?
I certainly can remember that moment. I was lucky enough to visit the grotto for the first time in the evening. when it was dark and it was quite peaceful. I can honestly say within a matter of seconds of seeing the grotto, the area, just something came over me that I knew that I was in the right place and that something very special had happened in the place where I was stood. It was almost an instant love for Lourdes.
Now, of course, 2008 is a special year, the 150th anniversary of the apparitions at Lourdes. What kind of feedback were you getting from people there, you know, given that this was the 150th anniversary and that the Pope is about to go there?
When I visited recently, I took my family down and members of my family who are non-Catholics to Lourdes. The feedback I got from them was, first of all, they couldn't believe how busy it was. The excitement that you get from the Holy Father visiting Lourdes, you know, everybody's really excited about it. I think the 150th anniversary, it's beautiful. The way that the authorities of Lourdes have put together the walk where you can trace the steps of Bernadette, where you can go to where she left to visit the grotto for that first time in the Cacho, the way that you can follow the blue line down into, which brings you into St. Michael's Gate, although it's not the gate Bernadette came through. You can go to where Bernadette was baptized, or at least the font that she was baptized in. You can go to where she made her first Holy Communion. And for people, believers or non-believers, who could go to Lourdes, they still have the opportunity to follow the path of Bernadette. I just hope that when the Holy Father goes there, he will inspire more people to go to Lourdes to find out for themselves.
What particular message do you think both the people at Lourdes and the pilgrims who go there will want to hear from Pope Benedict during his visit?
I think for me, it would be this very special place that he is in, that he is preaching from, he is praying in, all came to light because of a very simple person. You do not have to have a title. You do not have to be somewhere up within power for something very, very special to happen to you. Bernadette was a very simple girl. She was not educated. She was in poor health. Yet somehow she was chosen to be the messenger of Our Lady and to bring us to Lourdes. And, you know, and for Pope Benedict to be going there, it's great. You know, I hope he inspires more people, not only from France and Europe, but from all over the world, to go to Lourdes, to see everything that is in Lourdes, and to feel as special as I feel when I'm in Lourdes.
How different do you think your life would have been? Or put it another way, how has that pilgrimage to Lourdes changed your life and changed particularly your spiritual life?
Before I went to Lourdes, I was quite embarrassed about telling people that I was a Catholic. When I came back from Lourdes, I realized that the only way that I could keep going back to Lourdes was to be proud of my faith, to show my faith, and to never, ever be scared to say again, I am a Roman Catholic. The very first year I went to Lourdes, my mother bought me a present, goes in my wallet with me everywhere I go, and it says, it's just a little card that says, I'm a Roman Catholic. In case of an accident, please call a priest. And I've kept that with me 20-odd years. I will continue to keep it with me. I'm very proud that Lourdes made me a stronger Catholic and a proud Catholic.
I was speaking there to Steve Young from Bristol. And earlier you heard the voice of Bishop Declan Lang of Clifton.